Number 241, please.
Appoint Hillary Hauck to the Citizen Review Committee Advisory Board to the Independent Police Review, a division of the City Auditor's Office.
Director Sevier. Good morning. Thank you for your patience.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. It is my pleasure. Let me introduce myself. Constantine Sevier, Director of the City of Portland's Independent Police Review. It is my pleasure this morning to present to you Hillary Hauck for your appointment to the Citizen Review Committee. Ms. Hauck has spent a career of providing help and services to community members who need a hand up. One of the most important parts of the Citizen Review Committee is particularly service on the CRC is having experience with a diversity of folks in the city. One of our issues historically at the Citizen Review Committee is not having a lot of diversity of experience with those around us in our community. And one of the things that we've tried to do with our recruitment is provide applicants that council can appoint to the CRC who have that experience. And Ms. Hauck and her professional career, which you have in front of you, speaks to, one, the quality of applicants that we have been very fortunate to have. And it is a huge ask that the city makes to community members like Ms. Hauck, who is distinguished in her career, to be able to serve on the CRC, which is a very important task and is a very, honestly, a difficult task, because you hear about issues that, often might not make the news but are very important to the lives of the community members who bring appeals of misconduct cases to the Citizen Review Committee. And frankly, as somebody who lives in the city of Portland, we need folks like Ms. Hauck who will listen with an open ear to the concerns of both community members and police officers. And I believe she is ready to talk briefly about her background.
Great.
If you would like.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks. Good morning.
Morning. Thank you for this opportunity. I just want to say that I'm interested in this to be part of the accountability process for the Portland Police Bureau and to really work on some policy reform as it comes up. If you have specific questions about my background, let me know.
Well, your background looks fascinating. It looks like you've lived all over the world. And I'm impressed with your work, particularly around poverty and housing instability and homelessness. That's obviously front and center here in the city. How do you think you can bring those skills to bear as a member of the CRC? What do you hope to accomplish, or what perspective do you hope to provide?
So I've worked in the field of homeless and houseless services for about 13 years. And I think that that's a perspective that's largely left out of the main conversation, because when you're homeless or houseless, you don't have the bandwidth necessarily to participate, and you're not necessarily believed. And so I think having that experience will help bring those voices front and center.
Very good. And as you know, I happen to be the police commissioner in addition to mayor, as luck would have it.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of issues with homelessness and making sure that we are acting appropriately and accountably.
Right.
And I think the CRC does a great job of holding our feet to the fire to make sure that we do. So I think that's a useful experience to be bringing to the commission at this particular time.
I appreciate that.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you for being willing to serve, and thank you for being here today. I appreciate the transparency in your application, where the question was, describe any relationships or experiences that could create the appearance of positive or negative perceptions for or against the police. And your response was, I support anti-white supremacy causes publicly on social media. While I do not believe that is anti-police, some may align the two. I thought that was very insightful. Have you thought about how your social media use might or might not change if you're appointed to a city body?
Yes, I have thought about it. I mean, I don't think I'll change my politics, but I might not share as much if it's looked at more closely.
And you'll have a training on those kinds of things. It's something I think that when I was a volunteer, it's more of a step than you might realize to suddenly be potentially considered a spokesperson for the city, even if you doing your own private stuff. So thank you for, again, thank you for that transparency.
Thank you.
Very good. Is there any public testimony on this item?
Yes, we have one person signed up, Dan Handelman.
Thank you.
Mr. Handelman. Good morning.
Morning, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners Fritz and Udaly. I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. We do not have any particular concerns about the nominee for the Citizen Review Committee. We're actually very excited about the discussion you're just having, that Ms. Houck's background is in the field of housing and houselessness. That has been something that's been lacking on the Citizen Review Committee for a long time. We've been actually bringing that up at City Council inductions of CRC members for a while, so this is a good step forward. Ms. Houck is replacing Marisela Rivera, who resigned in December. Roberto Rivera, who's not related to her, announced his resignation at the CRC meeting last week, so he too will need to be replaced soon. We're hoping that his replacement will be a retiree or person over the age of 60, since none of the 10 current members of CRC are over the age of 57. I did make a mistake last time I testified about that. There's one member who's either 56 or 57 at this point. Ms. Houck is in her 30s. So, you know, they have, the people who are retired have more time to commit to not only hearing the appeals, but also to the work groups that are such important issues to the community. We also, I don't know if you saw this, we didn't send it directly to members of council, but we filed a complaint because last time we were here, when we went up to the auditor's office to try to watch the induction or the swearing in of the new CRC members, a staff person from CRC, from IPR, shut the door in my face. The auditor, responding to our concerns, said that was a security issue and that it wasn't a public part of the office, and what we responded is, if we were supposed to enter through another door, they could have told us to enter through the other door instead of shutting the door in our face. So I'm hoping that there's more transparency in general in the future at IPR and CRC. Also, I meant to show you this. We have tracked every Citizen Review Committee member that's been on this board since it was created in late 2001. 66 different people have served on the committee. 35 have resigned. So there's a lot of turnover in this committee, and now it's a three-year commitment, so I'm really hoping that we see people see their way through their whole terms. It used to be that people were appointed to fill the end of the other person's term, and now the person who gets appointed for the full 3 years. So there's a lot of staggering, which, you know, can be good for continuity, but it also can make a lot of confusion. CRC also used to be contained in the quarterly and annual reports from IPR, and they're not. Portland Cop Watch is now the only consistent coverage of this very important body. I just also want to mention that the woman that was shot by the Portland Police last week was the first woman shot by the Portland Police since 2003. Maybe we can think about moments of silence for the people who are victims of police shootings and for the people who are in the 7 countries where the U.S. is currently at war, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Libya, and Pakistan. Our parent group, Peace and Justice Works, sent you comments about the next item that you're going to hear about the warship being dedicated next month, and we are hoping that we'll spend money on human needs and not war.
Thank you, sir. Commissioner Fritz?
Mr. Handelman, there's some debate about whether we're allowed to consider age in appointing our committees. I just wanted to bring that up to you, that there's concern about discrimination as well as affirmative action. So that's something to be aware of.
But the city code requires that it reflect the diversity of the city of Portland. And if there's nobody over the age of 57, that does not reflect the diversity of the city of Portland. So it's actually in violation of the code if they don't start appointing people.
I'm just saying there's some challenges in relation to federal and state law as well as the city code.
So Dan's put the challenge out. We're looking for people who are interested in serving on this body. We are an age-friendly city, so people of all ages, but he has called out what he believes to be a gap, and that's now out there. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Thank you very much for your willingness to serve. Thank you for being here and for the delay in getting you on stage. Thank you. Aye.
Udaly.
Thank you. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The resolution is adopted. The appointment's approved. Thank you very much for your service. We're